is your wake-up call. Wake the fuck up.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and each day want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday!
Monday, back to the work week.
Back to a work week. What a week to be off last week, huh?
Yeah.
I personally needed it, myself. And we talked over the week, and I was like, you know what? I'm glad we're not on the radio right now, because I definitely... didn't have the proper response.
You definitely didn't.
To everything that was going on.
The way you were
still is going on.
The way you were talking on those texts, I said, thank God this guy is not at work.
I mean, you know.
I did wish we were at work, though.
No, I never had to calm Charlamagne down like that. Like, usually, you know, you let Charlamagne go and you'd be like, yeah. But I had got to the point where I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, he gonna tell me, you smarter than that.
You smarter than that. I never had to say that to Charlamagne. I'm like, but you know, bro, you're smarter than that.
Hey, sometimes... emotions take over.
You're
I'm
right.
not the type of person to move off emotion. I like to move off strategy. I like to have a plan. I like to organize. I like to mobilize.
That would have been emotion. It would have been emotion.
That would have definitely been emotion.
Well, that's why I had posted about how it is important to strategize and not just to get mad and hashtag. You have to really sit down and think about what are the things that we can do to change everything that's happening and really strategize and really follow through with it. A lot of times things happen. We talk, we get angry, and then we move on.
And, you know, I didn't have a proper response. And then a couple days later, the shooting of the police officers happened.
Right.
That wouldn't have been good.
That definitely wouldn't have been good.
No, that wouldn't have been good.
That wouldn't have been good. You know, it was very difficult for this week because it's, you know, when things happen like that when we were a kid, you know, we seen it, but we didn't see it like these kids seeing it now. And when my son walked in the room and said, Dad, they shot another one of us. It broke my heart because he was like, well, what do we do? What can I do as a kid?
You know? I mean, they upped the ante because you got to think about it. When we was kids, the first thing we saw was the Rodney King videotape.
Right.
That was just the ass kicking.
Right.
You know, now they watching full-blown murders happen. What the hell?
Why is there is that a bee or a fly in here?
I don't know.
Is Beyonce visiting us today?
I don't
know. What is going on? Get that. Definitely. How is that in the studio?
That looked like something from South Carolina. That is huge.
And that didn't get in here till Charlamagne walked in.
That is crazy. Is that? I don't know what
it's on your camera. It's sitting on your camera,
right now.
Oh, my gosh.
If that stings you right now, you're going to look like you got shot by the police.
What's going on in here?
Goodness gracious.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Sorry. That was a distraction.
But back to what you were saying as a kid, you know, all we seen was a beating. But now these kids actually get to see
full-blown murders.
Their social media. My son is coming in and said, Dad, did you see it from this view? And I'm like, I don't want to see this. I don't want you to see this.
You know? I don't want to see it.
You know, I couldn't really watch that video.
I watched both of them.
I did.
It was hard to watch.
I don't know why I did that, but I just wanted to see, and that's where the venom came from that I would have spewed on this radio last week.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very sad, and you know, I spoke to my dad, who's a retired police officer. My dad, when I was a child, he used to say two things to me all the time. One was, the police are not your friends. Just remember that. My dad always said that. The police are not your friends.
Isn't that the problem, though?
If you get into a situation, I mean, my pops was a cop, and, you know, at my pops worked for Internal Affairs, who was chasing bad cops at one time, and he used to say, the police are not your friends. Make sure that, you know, your whole goal is to get home. That's what I want from you. Get home. He says, if there's a situation, there's a problem, you cannot beat the police in the street.
But see, that's the problem.
Get home.
Think about what happened in Minnesota. What happened in Minnesota, that guy did everything right
did
from what we
everything
saw.
Right.
He had his gun on him. He said he had his gun on him. It was registered.
That's
he said,
right.
I'm reaching for my license. Mm-hmm. And he still got punched.
I think the interesting thing is, if you are a law-abiding civilian, you should feel like the police are your friends. Especially in the neighborhood where you live. You should feel like the police should say to you, hey, good morning, how you doing?
You should.
How's the kids? They should know you. If anything's wrong, you should be able to go over to an officer and say, hey, officer, I was wondering if you could give me some information. You should not feel like you can't talk. Because you should feel like they're people just like they should feel like we're people.
Well, guess
we
what?
Should.
I'm not terrified of my friends. My friends don't give me anxiety.
You're right.
For the past
But I'm saying the problem is that the police are not your friends.
For the past 2 years, I've had anxiety because of police officers, and that anxiety has increased over the past couple of weeks. When I am driving and a police car gets behind me, I tend to pull over and let him pass me. Because I don't even want no problems. I don't want no interactions, no altercations, no nothing.
Yeah, the problem is we don't want to talk to police no matter what.
And you're talking to somebody that gets pulled over probably the most in this building.
Yeah, that's
I get pulled over all the time. And every time I get pulled over, the first thing I do is I call my pops, put him on speakerphone, boom. So he can hear exactly what's going on. Or I try to tape the conversation because it's a lot of situations where, you know, they pull you over. What are they pulling? I ain't got to tell you what you're pulling me over for. Well, what am I doing? I'm not going over the speed limit. I got my seatbelt on. License and registration, please. But then I do get some officers that pull me over, and that's completely nice. Hey,
right,
sir.
I've heard
you know,
both.
I get both sides. But
I've had people who have been complete jerks, and then I've had people who have been really polite and nice.
From my retired pops, my pops would say, the police are not your friends. You cannot beat the police in the street. The main goal is to try to get home.
And anybody out there who thinks we sound crazy right now, just know that injustice breeds insanity.
All right, well,
I feel retarded right now. Crazy.
We got a lot to talk about. We're back from vacation. Front page news. I'm sure this is all we're talking about.
Right. We are. Yeah, that is basically all we're talking about. We'll tell you about the shooter in Dallas and what they're saying about him having bigger plans, larger plans. Also, President Obama is asking for mutual respect from Black Lives Matter and from the police.
Oh, really? Yes, I think that's what we need.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. Here's Designer's Panda. Get your ass up. The Breakfast Club. We're back. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, back.
Got a lot to talk about. Let's get into some front page news. Before we, let's get the sports out the way. Congratulations to Serena Williams for winning her 22nd Grand Slam title. Congratulations to her.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Serena Williams.
Isn't she tied now for the most wins?
Yes, she's tied for the most wins, and 23, will, of course, will be the, well, she'll have the ring or the most wins
the
ever.
Ring?
And there's no other sports to talk about because this is the worst time for any sports fan right now.
Yeah, that's right. Basketball's over.
Football's back over. In a few weeks. And
baseball's at the All-Star
baseball
break.
Baseball sucks without steroids.
All right. Now, let's talk about the Dallas shooter. They said he had bigger plans.
Right. Well, what they are saying is that they did find some bomb-making materials and a journal at his house that suggested that he'd been practicing detonations and he was going to take aim at larger targets. They also are trying to figure out what does this mean that he wrote in blood on the wall. He wrote the letters RB. And they don't know what those letters mean, so they're trying to figure out what that meant when he wrote that on the wall.
Mm.
Did you guys see all of that?
No, I just don't like how they're trying to change the narrative. They're trying to change the narrative to make it seem like it's all about the cop killings. Like, they're talking about just the effect. But the cops weren't the sole victims of the past week, okay? Let's talk about the cause.
Micah Johnson was the killer, and he killed 5 police officers in Dallas. So, according to the police chief in Dallas, he is plotting larger attacks.
That is the effect, though. Like, I don't understand why the narrative has been changed where nobody wants to discuss the cause anymore. The cause is not even just the last 2 killings that we saw on video. This is something that has been going on for a long time.
Right.
Long time. And injustice breeds insanity. When you're sitting back constantly watching these situations go down and the police aren't being reprimanded for it, people going to snap.
He definitely snapped.
That's just the way things are. That's the law of energy. That's the law of nature. That's the way it goes.
He might have got pulled over before and just absolutely positively snapped.
Or maybe just watching all... You can't tell me watching those videos online don't cause severe trauma.
Don't make you piss you off.
Over
make you
and
upset.
Over and over again watching police gun down people. Come on, man.
Well, the Dallas Police Chief David Brown said that we're convinced the suspect had other plans and thought what he was doing was righteous and believed that he was going to target law enforcement, make us pay for what he sees as law enforcement's efforts to punish people of color.
Right. Now let's talk about Obama. Obama spoke to the people.
Well, now, President Obama wants mutual respect from Black Lives Matter and from the police. Now, he does acknowledge the Black Lives Matter movement has risen in response to police shootings of black men, and that's part of the long line of protest movements that have transformed America for the better, he said.
That is a fact.
But he did also acknowledge that sometimes these debates get messy, they're controversial, and he said protesters should maintain a respectful, thoughtful tone after both sides have experienced deadly shootings. And he also is cutting short his trip to Europe. Instead, he's now going to Dallas tomorrow. He'll be speaking at an interfaith prayer service, and he'll devote most of the week working on police issues as well. And I know you guys saw DeRay McKesson, who is a Black Lives Matter activist, getting arrested in Baton Rouge. He was released already, but he hadn't done anything wrong. And I saw Solange was posting about the huge rifles that the guns had that were pulling on the protesters.
That one female officer with that gun on the people like that. Like that's not needed.
They're
nobody was
the
being violent.
And Baton Rouge are definitely provoking people who are out there peacefully protesting.
That looked crazy. And it looked like one cop told her, yo, chill out, back up. And then she went back and put the gun down. Like, that's not necessary.
And DeRay was definitely streaming live. I don't know if you saw that, too, while he was being arrested and everything was happening, showing that he wasn't doing anything wrong.
And let's be clear, too. One thing Barack said that's real that we need to keep in mind. The Black Lives Matter movement was created by the police. Okay, if it wasn't for the police doing all of this injustice, there would be no need for a Black Lives Matter movement. Okay?
Right. It was a response, a much-needed response. And you could say it changed America for the better.
And when you say both sides, who has Black Lives Matter shot and killed? Who? Like, who is the Black Lives Matter organization shot and killed? I don't understand
we're
trading shots on both sides. Like, you can't say the Dallas shooter was a part of the Black Lives Matter movement. Okay?
Well, I love
I don't know who's in the Black Lives Matter.
He was just saying
movement.
That he wants them to maintain a respectful, thoughtful tone in light of both of
but
the
But BLM ain't
happening.
Killing nobody.
Right.
So they're being very respectful. Their tone is where it needs to be.
And I want Barack to go to the two individuals that were shot by police, too. If you're going to go by the Dallas funeral, which I respect, you got to go to the others as well.
I mean, it's a lot of people he could have went by. You can go by Tamir Rice.
Funerals every day.
It's a long line of people he could go by.
Yeah. All right. That's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. If you want to get some things off your chest, I know we haven't been here in a week, and you might have some backed up tension that you just need to spew and just go.
Whoa.
800-585.
That sounded a little crazy.
What?
That sounded a little crazy.
What?
I know I haven't been here in a while. I got some backed up tension I need to spew. Whoa.
Well, a lot of very tense if you things wanna,
if you wanna,
over the past.
If you want to talk and clear and get a clear mind and have
go.
A great
that
day.
That sounded better. Clean
800-585-1051.
Sound like you ain't seen your wife all week.
Yo, shut up, man. This guy never stops. Call us up right now. Phone lines is wide open. You want to talk? 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. For real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tanya. I'm active duty military, right?
Uh-huh.
And this sniper shooter in Dallas, I just don't understand how he a private first class and he got all the technique to shoot specifically white cops and those civilians was killed. Like, no, you reserved, but somebody really got like that, the news be like, they'll show all the evidence. And what he really had in his home and pictures and all that. But where is that, though? You feel me?
Are you saying that you think it was staged, boo? I hear a lot of people saying
that. A lot of people have been saying that they think it was...
I honestly think it's staged because I'm military. I'm active duty. I'm not reserved. I do this every single day. Mm-hmm. We go to ranges every single day. Reserved, they go like twice a weekend or whatever, twice out of the month for a weekend. So you telling me that TFC, this private first class, probably been in the Army for about two, three years, you telling me he a sniper?
Well, they said that he had books and that he really studied his craft. I mean, there's people that do amazing things off of Google and the internet. So I'm sure he studied his craft and that's what he did. Thank you for calling. Hello, who's this?
But somebody else did get shot, a woman protecting her son.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't kill the police officers. People were injured also.
Tell him why you mad.
I'm so mad because what people said to realize about life, this is going to cycle. The same thing that happened back then is happening now. But the difference is we have camera phones. We have video. We can actually see what's really taking place.
Right.
We can actually say, you know what? Look, this has been going on back then. We can really see it. We just read it. Now we can actually see what's going on.
Right.
Now, yeah, let's see if anybody gets convicted for committing, if these police officers get convicted for committing crimes.
I think the guy in Minnesota might get convicted.
The guy in Minnesota will, yeah. I think he'll get convicted. Baton Rouge, I don't think so.
Yeah, Baton Rouge got a real crooked justice system from what I'm witnessing. So right. They may not get nothing, but I think the dude in Minnesota going down.
Well, I think for that one, they're trying to say that he was reaching for the gun. And it, you can't see his right arm, so there's no way to say that he wasn't. So that one's going to be a little tricky.
How are you reaching for a gun if you got two cops on top of you subduing you and the cops removed the gun from his pocket after they killed him?
And even had the owner of the store that witnessed everything that says that what he saw looked like a murder.
Mm-hmm. That was a murder. You know what else kills me about that video? Mm. After they shot him, you hear the cops saying, "Get on the ground. You already had him on the ground, you freaking idiot."
They were so scared. They didn't know what to do, man. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you can call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Needed Me, Rihanna. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club, back from vacation. Seems like, man, that vacation seemed like one of the longest vacations ever because I just really just wanted to get back on
air. And I was out of the country, so it was hard for me because I didn't have a lot of service in the Caribbean. And I just, man, listen.
I was out of the country, too. I was on the beautiful island of Anguilla, and I'm going to be honest with you. I was happy to be off because I had nothing positive to say last week on this radio. My response was to defend yourself.
Right.
At all costs.
I mean, Charlamagne was talking so crazy that I was like, dude, you're smarter than that.
Because
man,
this is my thing, right? Mm-hmm. If there's a threat to your life,
right,
you have to, that's just the first law of nature to defend yourself is self-preservation.
True.
Like, I cannot be in a situation where I will treat one of my brothers worse than I would somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if one of your brothers tries to take your life, what are you doing?
I got to defend myself.
Okay, then. So why wouldn't that apply to everybody, including law enforcement?
Yeah, but it's difficult when you have a police officer on top of you with a gun to your head.
I mean, for sure.
I don't know how you can defend yourself.
That's a fact, too. But all I'm saying, if you're in that situation, you have no choice but to defend yourself because I don't see anything else happening. We're not getting any justice. Nobody has any grievances, no remorse for our grievances whatsoever. None.
Yeah, but you telling, well, I'm glad you didn't go on the radio with some of the stuff that you were thinking and some of the stuff that you were saying, but it gets to a point where, you know, and I've been thinking about this all week and be like, how do we fix this? Can this be fixed? Is protesting enough? Is putting hashtags on everything doing anything?
Well, of course that's not enough.
I really honestly think we need more of our own people in the police department. More of our own people representing us as police officers, as sergeants, as lieutenants, because it's not enough of us looking like us when we pull each other over.
I mean, that's more of a long-term solution. We've discussed that before, but I mean, that goes back to, like, hip-hop historically over the years. Not even just hip-hop, just us in black culture in general, like F the police, F-12,
right.
Screw them pigs. So it's like, why would I ever want to become one of them if everybody around me hates them? I know that there's good police officers out there, but guess what? When the good police officers don't stand up to discredit the bad police officers and the negative things they're doing, we got to lump all of y'all together. We got to do what we don't like done to us, which is profile and generalize and stereotype all police as one big evil conglomerate.
All right. Well, we come back. We got some rumors, G.
Well, let's talk about Rudy Giuliani, former presidential candidate and ex-mayor of New York. What does he have to say about Black Lives Matter and about black children being the real danger? Also, I don't know if you guys have been playing Pokemon Go. I've been playing that game. We'll tell you.
I don't even know what the hell that's about.
Me neither.
You haven't played Pokemon Go?
No, I saw everybody talking
about it. You guys have to put that app on your phone. It's really fun.
Hell no, I'm a grown-ass man. What the hell I look like
Well,
Pokemon
there's at? Been some things that have been happening because of this game, but we'll also tell you how this has just blown every other app out of the water.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, former presidential candidate and ex-mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, was on MSNBC's Brian Williams show, and he talked about the police violence and also the lives that were lost this last week. He said, let's teach everyone, including the children of the black community, that most of those police officers are the reason you're alive. He said, because the real danger to you is that black kid who is going to shoot you on the street, because it happens many, many more times than police officers.
Now, I wouldn't say real danger. That's one of the dangers, but not the real danger.
Right. He said, when you talk about Black Lives Matter, the black young boy who's killed by another black young boy is just as dead as the black young boy killed by the police officer. He also said, a confrontation with the police is an inherently dangerous situation, whether you're white or black. If you resist, a police officer is going to immediately become concerned for their life. My father taught me, when a police officer tells you something, do what he says. Then he also was on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday, And he said some really incorrect things. Now, he said the real danger to these kids, 99 out of 100 times, is other black kids who are going to kill them. That's the way they're going to die. Mm-hmm. He said that if he was a black father, he'd warn his son to be very careful of those kids in the neighborhood and don't get involved with them because, son, there's a 99% chance they're going to kill you, not
the police.
Where did
he get that statistic from?
He made that up.
He's making his stuff up.
That's not even true. He's just saying things that aren't even true. Now, they do have some statistics, and it says that white men are more likely to shoot and kill a cop. They said 71% of police officers who've been shot and killed have been by white men, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund that tracks all of those numbers. Now, we also, Rudy Giuliani talked about Black Lives Matter. He said the members sing rap songs about killing police officers and yell it out at rallies. He said, when you say Black Lives Matter, that's inherently racist. Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, Hispanic Lives Matter, that's anti-American, and it's racist.
The only thing inherently racist in this whole situation is America, sir. Stop it.
Woo! What a terrible interview. Okay.
He's the worst.
Now, Pokemon Go. I know you guys
have been playing. What is Pokemon Go? Let me Google it.
It's an app, and you guys should download this app. It's actually number one at the App Store right now for the free apps.
Do Black Lives Matter matter on this Pokemon app?
Well, there's no...
I'm sure not.
Ain't no black
it's
Pokemon?
It's only animals. It's like...
I'm sure not.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different animals that you have to capture and Pokemons. But anyway, that has caused Nintendo stock to go up 10% because the app performs so well. Only issue is this. I don't know if you guys saw this story, but this happened in Missouri, and 11 kids were robbed. That's because they were lured into a shopping center, and that's when some four individuals in a black BMW robbed these kids at gunpoint.
Hold on, I'm so confused, and I'm old. Yeah. I don't understand what you're talking about.
How do you find
the game is very interactive. When you go on the game, you make your little Abby that looks just like you, and you walk around, and you have to go certain places. If you run low on Pokeballs or other items, you have to go to a Pokestop to restock on those items.
So this is real life?
Yeah, you have to really walk.
So I really have to walk to a store to get Pokestops?
Yeah, to go find there was a Pokemon on my head yesterday. But yeah, you have to go and...
A Pokemon on your head?
Yes, that somebody else managed to capture. But basically, these robbers did lure these kids there by putting up a Poke Beacon, and it attracts Pokemon, so there was a whole bunch of Pokemons there, so they went to go and capture them, and that's when they got robbed. It's hard because you are walking around looking at your phone the whole time. So if you see people walking around and they're just looking at their phone, they're probably playing Pokemon Go.
Does Pokemon Go take the anxiety of being afraid from police away?
No.
Oh, because I don't see any other reason to be doing it.
There's no Pokemons in this studio because I actually was playing this morning. I couldn't find anything.
No, I'm not playing.
Man, I can't tell you how much I don't give a damn about Pokemon.
Neither me both.
I mean, I really, Pokemon's lives don't matter to me at all, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, my girl's walking right now. All right, well,
Pokemon.
That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
I treat Pokemon the way cops treat black men.
Not all cops.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the ones that are standing up saying that, you know, they don't rock with the bad cops. So I don't know.
But we'll talk about it more in front page news. We'll give you an update on the Dallas shooter. Also, Obama speaks to the nation. We'll tell you what he had to say. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. We're back from vacation. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We
that
are the Breakfast
Club.
That
song ain't going nowhere, no time soon.
It needs to.
It's not.
Bryson Tiller got some other records we could be playing. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Now, we're back from vacation, had a week off. Let's get some front page news. A lot to talk about today. Now, congratulations to Serena Williams for winning her 22nd Grand Slam title. Congratulations
to her. Drop one of Clues Bomb for Serena Williams.
You guys watch tennis?
She put that black fist in the air after she won.
You watch tennis or no?
Absolutely not.
Yee?
Oh, no, I didn't watch it. I saw Beyonce and Jay-Z were there, though.
Beyonce don't look like she watch it either. Because when Serena won, she had a real late reaction. Like, oh, okay, yeah, my girl.
Well, listen, they got to be cool with each other. Remember Serena in the Sorry video?
Yeah, you're going to show some moral support.
Working on, girl.
I almost became a tennis star when I was a kid.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I swear. I used to play tennis and everything.
Is that the reason you like to wear...
You did that almost become a star. A star means that you were well on your way.
I was well on my
way. That's not almost.
And I decided to DJ
recreationally
instead.
Playing tennis does not mean...
I was dead nice.
Is that the reason you like to wear short shorts?
With your socks up to your knees? We've seen those pictures.
You guys keep looking at me. All right, now let's talk about the Dallas shooter. They said that he had bigger plans?
Well, yes. According to police officers, they are saying now the gunman who killed five police officers in Dallas was planning some larger attacks. Now, the Dallas Police Chief David Brown has spoken on this. He said, "We're convinced the suspect had other plans and thought that what he was doing was righteous and believed that he was going to target law enforcement, make us pay for what he sees as law enforcement's efforts to punish people of color." They did find bomb-making materials. They also found a journal at his house that suggested he had been practicing different things and appeared ready to take aim at larger targets. They said the shooter, Micah Johnson, also had some rambling in his journal. They couldn't decipher all of it. They're trying to figure out why he wrote the letters RB in blood on the wall before his death.
Listen, I'm disgusted that they keep trying to change the narrative and only talk about the guy who killed cops. It was a cause and effect. You cannot talk about the situation in Dallas without talking about what happened in Minnesota, what happened in Baton Rouge, and what has happened in cities all across the country for the past few years. Like, stop it.
Now, also, Obama, he addressed the nation. What do you have to say, Yee?
Well, Obama is asking for mutual respect from Black Lives Matter and from police. Now, he is in Europe. He has cut his Europe trip short. He'll be in Dallas tomorrow. He's going to speak to an interfaith prayer service, and he'll devote most of the week working on police issues. But he did say mutually Black Lives Matter and police need to respect each other and maintain a respectful, thoughtful tone, which doesn't look like that's what's happening in Baton Rouge. I don't know if you guys have seen those pictures and video from Baton Rouge, but it seems like the police officers are really provoking people. We saw DeRay McKesson, who's an activist at Black Lives Matter, getting arrested, and they were saying that he should get on the sidewalk or whatever, and there was no sidewalk. It was just crazy.
Yeah, I don't see how you can call for BLM to show respect. All they're doing is getting disrespected. I haven't seen them disrespect nobody yet, personally.
I mean, the weapons that they're using, they're drawing weapons on the protesters. I mean, I see one cop tell another cop, "Yo, chill, back up." And the lady actually put the weapon down. Like, there's no reason for that.
I see one young lady's in a sundress, and she's being, you know, confronted by three guys in full riot gear and guns. So you tell me who's disrespecting who in that situation.
Now, President Obama also did acknowledge that Black Lives Matter is a movement that is in response to these police shootings, and that it also has transformed America for the better.
Black Lives Matter is Batman.
He did acknowledge that.
Black Lives Matter is Batman. The police are all the villains in Gotham. Okay?
But it has been a very tragic week for a lot of people, and I know it's been stressful for everybody who's been watching.
Yeah, because we sitting
and
around here with anxiety.
There's been some really, really heated conversations. Some people I just don't understand, like your girl Tommy Lahren. I don't understand her at all.
I don't understand why y'all keep paying her attention.
Yeah, she's
crazy.
She's a troll.
Like,
it's even to speak.
I wouldn't know. Listen, they emailed me to actually go on the show. I was like, no thanks. I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to give her any attention.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it when I was on there.
I wouldn't even want to give her any attention.
But it's not about attention. Sometimes it's about clearing up misconceptions of our people. Like, if you on there saying negative things about the black... somebody should go up there and dispute that. Same thing with the BLM. Somebody should dispute that as well.
Well, she hasn't changed her mind about it.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. We were going all last week. There's a lot to talk about. This is difficult in my household because I have 4 black children, a son that's 12 years old that absolutely positively, he knows what's going on. He's on social media. He's scared to death. You know,
I'm sure your daughter does too.
800-585-1051. The conversation is a little different with my son and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
My son, you know, because I guess you don't really see, you don't see black women getting shot by police. You see black men.
You know what, though? A lot of black women are being assaulted by police, but what you said is absolutely right.
Sandra Bland, you saw what happened to her.
But that's why we always say Sandra Bland, because we saw the video. The video magnifies it. Like, a lot of people always wonder why people talk about just the male situations when it comes to police brutality. It's because of the videos. The reason we always say Sandra Bland is we saw the video.
Right, they
but
see
it is
more.
Women out there getting killed and assaulted by police.
Well, 800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. We want to hear from you. You call us up, talk to us right now about last week's tragedies. Is it difficult for you? Is it hard to talk to your kids? What do you feel about it? Do you, whatever you want to say, call us up. We'll put you on the air. We'll talk to you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Kent Jones. Don't mind. That was Terror Squad. Lean back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're back from vacation.
We back.
It was a tough week not being on radio, seeing everything that was going on. And not being able to talk and express my feelings.
And not for me, because I didn't have nothing good to say. We all talked, I told y'all what I had to say. And, you know, what I had to say was simply defend yourself.
You know, that was probably one of the first times that I was telling Charlamagne, yo, you got to be smarter, man. Really think about what you're about to say.
Yeah, but you know what, man? It all comes from a place of frustration. It comes from a place of, you know, tired of seeing my people out here in these streets getting slaughtered. And injustice breeds insanity. I don't care what y'all say. If you continue to watch these horrific things over and over online, after a while, you start thinking very irrational because you can't figure out why this is happening and why nothing is being done about what's happening.
What could we possibly do? And this
is what I've been thinking.
My son asked me over the weekend,
can
what can we do? Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about it all week. What answer do I have? What can we do? Is protesting the answer? Does it seem like it? Is not spending money and holding out money, and does that hurt people? No.
Yes, it does hurt people.
How does it make an officer look at me differently if I don't spend money?
First of all, I think that protesting matters, yes, 100%, because the media is covering all of these protests and bringing attention to it. No, but that doesn't mean you stop doing those things. Okay,
it ain't working.
But you have to march with a purpose. You can't just protest and then not do any follow up. And does spending your money matter? Yes, it does, because money is power for a lot of people.
They say that all the time.
And you have to demand changes.
That officer that's racist that pulls me over, he doesn't give a f where I spend my money.
But Envy, your father
give a f about a protesting.
Your father is a retired officer, and that is one thing that I thought about. What if your father was one of the good ones, and now you're saying go out? Not you, but I'm just saying in general, people are going out and attacking police officers.
I didn't say go out and attack police officers. I said, what do we need to do?
Hold on. I'm just saying, you didn't say that, but I'm saying other people are saying do this, do that, and that's not a great solution either.
I'm saying is self-preservation, baby. That's it. At the end of the day, we have to protect ourselves. We have to protect our families. That girl in Minnesota had her 4-year-old daughter in the back seat when that dude got shot. Now, what if she'd have hit the gas and ran the police officer over? Would she have been wrong for that? No, not in that situation. So all I'm saying is self-preservation at the end of the day. We have to protect ourselves.
But you know what? The laws have to change as well, because if she would have drove off, the law would have said she was wrong, and she wouldn't have been wrong.
I'm wrong for being rightfully scared because my 4-year-old daughter's in the back seat,
we got a chance to see what happened. Now, if there was no video footage, if there was no Facebook Live of that whole incident, it would have been a whole different story that you would have heard from the police officers. We would have never known what really happened.
And honestly, when y'all talk about protests, like, you know, yeah, okay, that's cool, but when they come into the protest to assault us too, then what? They're coming to the protest and still assaulting people, snatching them up, throwing them on the ground, throwing them in jail for no reason. Like, what?
I mean, the protests, I mean, they show that we can be in unison and do things in unison, but I don't know what changes. We've been protesting for a long time. For a long time. We can stop spending money. Does that change how people look at us and how people view us? Will that change how that officer talks to me when he pulls me over? Will that protest do that? Will the fact that I don't spend my money this weekend, will that change the way he looks at me?
I think you have to make some steps still. You can't just not do anything.
I feel like as long as this is a niche thing, nothing is ever going to be solved. And what I mean by that is, an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. That's what Martin Luther King Jr. said. We need other people. We need white people. We need Asians. We need Jewish people standing up saying what is going on in America is wrong. We need these rich white people to use their privilege to combat prejudice. Because ain't nobody listening to us, bro.
You see what happened with Castile and you see all of the parents of the kids at the school where he worked in the cafeteria speaking out and talking about what a great person he was, no criminal record, did nothing wrong, did everything according to what he was supposed to do. And a lot of people are bringing attention to what happened.
You know what stopped this? When these officers actually go to jail for killing us.
That's true.
Because what winds up happening is there is no penalty.
And that's why I said
you don't have to think about shooting a black person in the car because you're going to get off. That's how they look at things. Has to be a penalty.
And that's why I said injustice breeds insanity. We watch these situations over and over. Nothing happens to the police officers. It literally can drive people crazy and cause people to snap.
There has to be a penalty. They have to be put in jail. They have to be getting life sentences. They have to be doing some time because what winds up happening is I shoot a black person and I get off.
It's open season
It's open season. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Josie. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey.
I was calling because I have a son, and he's only 6, and he's scared himself.
Right.
And I'm nervous for him and my husband both when they go out, when they go out without me. I'm just worried. I feel like this has been going on for a long time. It's just now that technology has expanded, it's just more knowledgeable.
We get to see it.
It's
now.
Heartbreaking.
Why are you worried when they go out without you? They're not going to have nobody to record them getting shot?
No, I'm not that kind of person. It's just that at least when I'm there, I at least know what's going on. If my husband is, whenever he leaves and he doesn't answer the phone, the first thing that comes into my mind is like, oh my God, I hope nothing happens to him.
Yeah,
that's bad. That shouldn't be.
You should be there because somebody got to be there to hold the camera and record the tragedy that could possibly happen.
You know, and one of the saddest things happened to me last night when I was leaving to go to the club last night. Every day I leave the crib, me and my wife pray. My kids are usually sleeping and we pray before I leave. But last night, My son actually stayed up and waited and wanted to pray with me to make sure I was going to be safe. Mm. Because he's that scared and that nervous when I go out and fearing that I'm going to get pulled over and I could possibly be next. So it's definitely...
Police got to change their motto.
Heartbreaking, man.
Police used to be to protect and to serve. Y'all got to change it because all y'all doing is providing us with anxiety and making us paranoid. To make you paranoid and give you anxiety.
800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. We just want to hear from you, man. We're talking about last week tragedies. How do you feel? Can we change? How can we change? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee. Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we're taking your calls. 800-585-1051. Of course, last week we were on vacation. It was a tough week for me. You know, you just wanted to be back and talk to the people and get on air. And what was really sad is Angela Yee and I were actually in New Orleans a couple of days before the incident happened. And I was actually at Birdie's. Birdie's is kind of like a chain of gas stations. And I did an in-store at Birdie's. And, I mean, so many different people came up to me, hood, with demos and just talking to me about investments. And when it happened, I felt so bad because we were just there. We were just in New Orleans. We were just in Louisiana.
Oh, you're talking about everything in Baton Rouge.
Everything in Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Lil Boosie has, for a long time, always talked about how the police in Baton Rouge definitely targeted him and target black people and treat them really badly there.
Well, I'm glad that we're keeping the narrative on what happened in Baton Rouge and what happened in Minnesota, mm-hmm. and what has happened to unarmed black men and just black people in general throughout the country for some years now. Now, what happened in Dallas was a tragedy, but you cannot talk about what happened in Dallas without talking about the cause, which is police gunning down black men with zero impunity and not getting arrested for it, not going to jail for it, not getting penalized for it, nothing. It's a cause and effect here, people.
Now, we're having a conversation. What do you think about our President Barack Obama, who is African-American, who I'm sure has dealt with some of the things that that we have dealt within his lifetime?
He paints things with a broad brush too much for me.
This is his last year.
Yeah, but he paints things with a broad brush too much
for me. No, it can't be broad now.
It can't be broad now. Mm-mm. Now it has to be generalized, and it has to be focused on the matter at hand, which is black lives. Okay?
Absolutely.
Period.
This is where you need to stand up. And I understand he's going to Dallas, to the funerals in Dallas, and I think he should go to Baton Rouge. I think he should be... With a lot of these other people that got killed as well.
Yeah, how do you go to the effect without going to the cause?
Absolutely.
Like, you can't just go to Dallas. You got to go all of these different places, mm-hmm. where people are getting killed by police, which caused what happened in Dallas. You have to.
And you can see in Baton Rouge, the police are still being very disrespectful to the community there. The people are there peacefully protesting. They have assault rifles. They're harassing people, arresting people.
And you know what else is bugged out about the situation in Dallas? They keep trying to say that he was a member of the Black Lives Matter movement. No, that was a member of the U.S. Army. Like, he was a part of the military. Right. Okay, that's one of ours, but that's one of theirs. That's one of America's, period.
He snapped.
He probably was already suffering from some type of post-traumatic stress disorder. And then you come home and you're constantly turning on the TV and seeing your own get killed and no justice is being served. Nobody has any, you know, remorse for our grievances. Of course he's going to snap. And guess what? It's going to be more of that.
Yeah.
More people are going to be driven to snap.
But not only did
until
he snap,
something is done.
He knew he was going on a suicide mission. He knew that was a suicide mission.
Absolutely.
You know, so to snap that way, he was fed. Hello, who's this?
Mike,
talk to us.
I just basically think that what the police are doing is terrible. It was like me being a black man myself, like not being able to wear certain clothes at a certain time. Like that takes away from my justices in this country. And I feel like a big part of what the police are doing is the judicial system. And I feel like the judicial system failed us as Americans, as black African Americans.
I agree.
Okay, thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Oh, this is Lewis.
Lewis, talk to us, bro.
Yeah, my comment about this whole thing, Black Lives Matter, in this country, it's all about divide and conquer. So everybody just got to come together with all this. And the main thing when it comes to Black Lives Matter is for everybody else to understand that it's not a war against cops. What the good cops, bad cops, people love to label the difference, which really, there's no difference. If the good cops are stopping the bad cops, then they're all in the same bowl of just BS. So that's that.
Thank you, bro. Now, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is nothing is going to change until police start approaching us with love, treating us like human beings, period. It's just that simple. Some police in this country are clearly afraid of us, and we are afraid of them. Protecting and serving has turned to paranoia and stress, and that's not the way anybody should live when it comes to dealing with other human beings.
All right. Well, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we're going to tell you what Lil Boosie has to say about the police also, and their relationship with African Americans. Also, Wendy Williams, she said some things that got people really heated and even caused her to lose some partnerships. Eek.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. We're back from vacation. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Wendy Williams had some comments on her show in response to Jesse Williams' BET speech, his BET Awards acceptance speech. Here's what she had to say about HBCUs and the NAACP.
You know, I would be really offended if there was a school that was known as an historically white college. We have historically black colleges. What if there was the National Organization for White People only? There's the NAACP, National... By the way, what is the C? Colored? We're still using colored? Like, I get... Look, everybody's quiet. You're leaving me out here to hang to dry by myself.
They quiet.
Right.
They quiet because they don't understand that dumbass rhetoric you're speaking of right now.
Yeah, I didn't get those comments.
Right there.
I didn't get those comments about the HBCUs.
After that aired, people were calling for a boycott of Wendy's show, and Roland Martin went on explained why it didn't make any sense what Wendy Williams was saying on his show on TV One.
I really am tired of these wannabe Stacey Dashes who clearly don't bother to actually read a book. Wendy, let me help you out. The NAACP was founded by a mix of folks who are black and white. You do realize that the first president of the NAACP, Wendy, was white. But let me deal with HBCUs. Now, one of the reasons why you don't have historically white universities is because we just simply call them universities. The fact of the matter is, you can go around the country and you'll see universities, Wendy, they're 70, 80, 90, 95% white. Wendy, let me help you out with something. When you're on TV and you have no idea what you're talking about, shut the hell up.
That's a good idea. I don't know when Wendy Williams got to the point that she has become that disconnected from black people that she doesn't think it's a need for HBCUs and black organizations.
I was wondering, did she write that or did somebody else write that and she said it?
No, it sounded like that came from her heart. I mean, but she did, which is disturbing, and I don't understand because she said her dad went to an HBCU and she should know the importance of an HBCU.
And she's 51 years old. If anybody should understand the need for black organizations and black colleges, it's her. She was born in 60. The Civil Rights Act was implemented that ended segregation that year. She damn near lived through the whole era.
Yeah, it was that era.
Well,
it was definitely that era.
She has not apologized. Roland Martin did invite her. Roland Martin was invited to appear on the Wendy Williams show, so we'll see if that actually happens, if he goes on her show. I don't know. But she did lose
that,
her.
Why would you do that? Now, if you're Wendy, why would you invite Roland Martin
know.
To come
maybe
on to your show so Roland can school you in front of the country? Like,
maybe that'll be her apology.
Unless you're bringing him on so he can educate you on why the need for HBCUs and
But
the
she
NAACP.
Did lose their Chevrolet sponsorship as a result of what she had to say about that. They said actually the woman who negotiated the whole deal, the president and CEO of Ace Media Corp that did the whole Chevy partnership, actually went to Howard University.
So. Well, that'll do it.
shout to the real HU in Hampton University.
Stop it. Hey, it's not a competition, MB, okay?
We ain't got no Chevrolet ads up here.
All right, now let's discuss Lil Boosie. Now, Lil Boosie has been very vocal about the police in Baton Rouge, and he feels like they target black people. They've targeted him in particular. Well, here is what he had to tell TMZ.
I've been talking about what's going on with police in Baton Rouge for a long time. Now people get to see it with their own eyes, like, all the injustice going on in that city. And, you know, I ain't in the cops being killed. I ain't with all that. But, you know, like cops getting away with murder, it's like they in their prime right now. So it'll never be peace because you got too many lives that have been taken. I think what will slow the cops down from doing what they doing is they start getting convicted, getting life sentences. Like we get if we kill somebody.
Mm-hmm. Simple.
That's what I said.
It's really just that simple.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then all this injustice of watching all of these different black people get killed and police not getting convicted for it is causing people to go insane and causing people to snap. And that's why things like Dallas happened. And it'll be more of that until justice is served.
Okay, now Rihanna and Drake went on social media on Saturday and they wanted to remember Megan Flores. Now, if you don't know who Megan Flores is, she had met with with Drake and with Rihanna. She has pictures with them in Miami. They were there in March through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and she recently passed away from cancer. She lost her battle with cancer. Drake put up a picture of her and said, "Rest in peace, my angel. I know heaven is celebrating today. Thank you for the moments and emotions we share. I am blessed to have known you in this lifetime." He said, "I had the pleasure of meeting an angel on earth after my show in Miami." Rihanna tweeted out, "Drake introduced me to Megan. She's inspired me so much with her strength and her perspective on life. So fearless and kind. It's heavy news that I can't slide in your DMs anymore like I used to. There was always a smile waiting for me there. You brighten any day. Rest up, baby girl. We will miss you." So, yeah, rest in peace to her. But it was great that she had a chance to meet Drake. That was her dream through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and they made that happen. All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Yee. Now, Charlamagne.
Yes, sir.
Who you throwing at Don Cato?
Listen, let's talk to Geronimo Yanez. I think I pronounced that right. He's the police officer who murdered Philando Castile in Minnesota. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please.
Okay. We'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, July 11th.
Today is the 11th, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It goes
to
police officer Geronimo Yanez. He's the officer who shot and killed Philando Castile, murdered him in cold blood when he reached for his wallet after informing police officers he had a gun and after telling police officers he was reaching for his wallet. Now, when the story first broke, people were saying he was pulled over for a busted taillight. But KARE11 TV in Minnesota has published what may be police dispatch audio showing why Philando Castile was stopped. It wasn't for a busted taillight. Nope. It was for the features that God gave him. Now, this audio I'm about to play is thought to be Officer Yanez. I mean, I don't know who else it could be, but let's hear it.
The two occupants just look like the people that were involved in a robbery. The driver looks more like one of our suspects just because of the wide set nose.
A minute and a half later.
Shots fired!
Copy, shots fired, Larpin and Fry. You need medics?
Call 3. One adult female. Been taken into custody. Driver at gunpoint.
Now let's play that clip one more time. Stop it right after the wide nose part, please. I wanna
The two occupants just look like the people that were involved in a robbery. The driver looks more like one of our suspects just because of the wide set nose.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. Now, if that isn't racial profiling, I don't know what is. Okay, it's one thing to say someone fits the description, but to say they look like people who were involved in a robbery, and the sole reason you think they look like a suspect is because of their wide-set nose? If wide noses is what is making us suspects in robberies now, we don't stand a chance, okay? If you got a wide nose and your skin is the color of bronze and your hair looks like lamb's wool, it's a wrap for us in these streets, okay? You telling me Jesus would have got shot, bro? When they update the Bible 100 years from now, the LeBron James version of the Bible, instead of Jesus getting crucified, he's going to get racially profiled and killed. How do you see a wide-set nose from a car? Okay, I have passed people in vehicles before, and unless they got a hellified snoz, I mean like Gonzo from The Muppets, I don't pay attention. But let's think about this. In America, 2016, a cop can go from calmly calling a dispatcher saying you got a wide-set nose to a minute and a half later, you're dead. Play the clip one more time. Just stop at the wide-set nose part.
The two occupants just look like the people that were involved in a robbery. The driver looks more like one of our suspects just because of the wide-set nose.
Wow.
And in a minute and a half later, because you think I got a wide-set nose, I'm dead. Poor Philando Castile got killed because he had a wide nose. This is so scary because that could have been any wide-nosed black person. And you wonder why we have anxiety in these streets. You wonder why when I'm driving and a police car gets behind me, I pull over. Police used to protect and serve. But right now, that I know I can get pulled over because my nose is too wide, it just increases the paranoia and stress, okay? Please give Officer Geronimo Yanez the biggest hee-haw, please.
Wow. That's crazy.
You got a big nose, bro.
I do have a wide set nose.
I have a wide nose also.
I got a wide nose.
You do too.
Yeah. No, not really. No, I definitely got the snobs to be profiled.
Revo has the camera so close to your nose right now.
You also have a booger in your nose. You I got just got to tell you. You do. Pick it like that. Go to the
I should make somebody from Revolt dig it out since y'all want to be all up in my damn nose this morning.
Yeah, I think you got it. Okay, yeah, stop.
Want me profiling my nose early in the morning?
You can't just dig in your nose like that.
They shouldn't have the cameras all up in my face early in the morning.
You should have boogies hanging out.
All right.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, let's talk about racial profiling. Mm.
You know what kills me? Somebody just said to me on Twitter, do you realize that white people get killed by police more than black people do? Well, if that's the case, how come y'all not outraged with us? Like, why isn't there more of an outrage from all Americans if you can make a statement like that? If you can make a statement that police kill more white people than black people, shouldn't all of America be outraged right now?
Yeah.
I think all human beings should be outraged after seeing those videos, period. It shouldn't matter. You should be upset, especially when you see an innocent person that did nothing wrong being treated like an animal by police officers.
If you're a human with a heart.
If you are a human being, that should bother you.
If it bothers you that Harambe the gorilla got shot and killed or Cecil the lion, then you should be upset about Phil the black man. Okay?
No, you're right.
And every other black man out there that's getting gunned down by police.
Now, let's talk a racial profiler when we come back. 800-585-1051. This guy got racially profiled because of his wide nose.
Jesus Christ. Speaking of Jesus, he wouldn't have stood a chance.
What's some of the dumbest
skin, hair
things
like lamb wool?
You've been racially profiled for?
800-585-1051. And get followed around certain stores because of the color of your skin.
I get stopped in every car that I drive. I go to a dealership. Nobody will even ask me if I need any help. They ask me if my credit card will work, if I have good credit. I get everything. You name it, I get it. Everything.
He had bronze skin and hair like lamb's wool. He was walking on water. Looked suspicious. Pull him over, please.
800-585-1051. Racially profiling. When we come back, call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Sean Paul. Give me the light. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne just gave donkey of the day to who, Charlamagne?
Officer Geronimo Yanez. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. Geronimo Yanez. Yes, I want to give him the credit he deserves for being a murderer. He's the guy who shot and killed Philando Castile, murdered him in cold blood. And if you listen to the police dispatch audio, matter of fact, just play the audio. Play it.
The two occupants just look like people that were involved in a robbery. The driver looks more like one of our suspects just because of the wide set nose.
A minute and a half later.
There's all three. Shots fired.
Copy. Shots fired. Larpenter and Fry. Do you need medics?
All three. One adult female. Been taken into custody. Driver at gunpoint.
Now we're asking 800-585-1051. What have you been racially profiled
Poor Phil got shot and killed for having a wide set nose.
Phil had a wide set nose, and that's the reason why he was pulled over.
He got pulled over, which led to his shooting. So the cause of you pulling this man over was because he had a wide set nose, because of the features God gave him.
And not only that, he followed everything that the police officers told him to do. They asked for his ID. He told them he had a registered weapon. He was reaching in to get his ID to show that he was very calm, polite.
But he would have never been in that situation if he didn't have a wide set nose.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what's some of the things that you've been profiled for? Me, I get pulled over all the time. They think I'm a drug dealer all the time. Every time I'm pulled over, what do? Where do you work? All the time I drive. And also, when I go to a store, they'll follow me around the store. And what I do is when they follow me around the store, I start following them back. I get behind them and I just follow them. Wherever they go, I start following them.
Envy is crazy.
I hate it, though. First of all, I'm going to tell you something. If I am a store owner and I already think you look suspicious and I follow you around the store, then you start following me, I might shoot you, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. You have to back up off
yourself. Are you guys just walking in circles around each other?
Y'all playing the hokey pokey? That's dumb as hell, bro.
I do that all the time. I start following people around. Don't follow me.
Y'all got your own little game of find Pokemon.
Envy is weird.
I hate it. It happens to me all the time, and I hate it. It really disturbs me. What about you, Yee?
I think, well, just over the weekend, I was coming back. I told you I was in the Caribbean over the weekend. And when I was in the airport store, I was like, okay, I'm going to buy some sunglasses. And I feel like everybody in the store, nobody really wanted to help me. There's nobody else in the store.
Oh, that happens to me all the time.
And I was like, is someone going to help me? So finally, one woman, it seemed like they told her to go ahead. She might have been the newest person working there or something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had to buy some Cartier glasses just to stunt a little bit. But she was nice and polite to me, but I could tell the other people in the store weren't trying to help
me. That happens to me all the time.
I'm going
to
be honest. I've never been profiled that I know of, but that's only because I act my wage, and I be in, like, Target. I drive a 2004 Cadillac.
They would follow you definitely around Target.
I've never been profiled that I can
think of. And I haven't seen that Cadillac in 3 years, bro.
I'm sure it's happened, but I personally can never think of any experiences where I know at this moment in time I was being profiled, because honestly, a lot of the times I get pulled over back in my day, I was actually doing something wrong.
Even with the wide set nose?
Maybe. Maybe my wide set nose might have called me to get pulled over. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Moni.
What's some of the things
Good
you've
morning,
been racially
everybody.
Profiled
Good
for?
Morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I've never been racially profiled. I'm light-skinned, so I really don't deal with it. But
I'm
my
light-skinned.
Fiance. My fiance is dark-skinned with long dreads, and we got pulled over. The cops yanked him out the car before even knowing his name, saying he fit the description of some suspect. He's never been arrested, don't have a criminal record. At the end of the day, they ended up letting us go. Our kids were in the car with us, and it was effed up. They racially profiled him. And then come to find out, the suspect that they were looking for was actually white. So,
oh, wow.
Damn. Exactly. I don't understand why they pulled a black man from the car with gun drawn without even knowing his name.
Wow. Thank you, Mama.
I'm not going to say who, but I got a white friend who, whenever she's with us, she likes to say, okay, y'all keep teasing me. I'm going to yell help. she does like to play that little stupid-ass game.
That's not funny.
That's not funny right now.
That's not funny. Hello, who's this?
Chris, calling from Bluffton, South Carolina.
Hey, what's up, bro? We're talking about being racially
what's
profiled,
happening?
Man, I got racially profiled about a year ago. I was actually in law enforcement for 4 years. And during my career, I was pulled over apparently for assault and battery that somebody had occurred. Probably about an hour before I left the store, the cop followed me outside. I was nowhere near the area where the assault and battery occurred, and he said he pulled me over for window tints, not knowing I was in law enforcement. So about an hour later, I was held up for about an hour just because, like, about a mile away. I was nowhere near the area, nowhere near it.
Damn.
Why don't you do law enforcement anymore? You said you don't do it anymore?
The reason why I don't do it anymore is because while I was in office, there was plenty of times where there was a lot of racial remarks that were taking place in the office. Whether it be from a traffic stop or from, you know, something that took place that was bad. You don't do things like that. I'm not, you know, that type of person. Don't say things about people inside the office that, you know, you wouldn't say in front of them.
Right.
Just because you have a badge doesn't give you the right to talk the way you talk about people. Be professional the whole time, behind the scenes and on the scenes. You know, it's that simple. I was born and raised in Bronx, New York, so I get both sides of aspects on law enforcement and why they do what they do, even though I don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I understand, you know, the hood side of, you know, why we act the way we act.
So that's why
that
you quit.
Doesn't give, that's exactly
we
why.
We needed you on the job to stand up for
us,
bro.
You needed to be one of those cops that stands up and says that what cops are doing out here in America right now is wrong.
Absolutely.
But I've heard horror stories about cops going against their own and things that happen to them inside, you know, their office building.
Be That's safe real. Out there, bro.
That's real.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, 800-585-1051. We're talking about racial profiling. Has it happened to you? Call us up. Tell us about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking racially profiling. Has it happened to you? 800-585-1051. It actually happened on my way to Edmonton this weekend. I was in Canada. And I was sitting in first class.
Oh, listen.
They do this all
sitting in first class, they act like you do not belong there.
They be like, can I see your ticket? No.
Or you know what
no,
I hate
you can't
when
see
you
my ticket. If you can see his ticket,
if you happen to be first class and you walk up and they're like, "Are you first class?" But they don't ask anybody else.
Happens to me all the time.
Okay, that's happened to me.
The ish out of no,
yeah,
it doesn't.
They don't ask anybody else.
That's
but
never
they,
happened to you.
They ask you like,
"Tell me, don't fly first class."
The times that somebody has paid for me to fly first class, because I would never pay for that myself.
Right.
That has happened to me, but I didn't think that it was racial profiling. I just didn't think about it.
I would think you have enough frequent flyer miles that you could get bumped up to first class a lot.
I'm on JetBlue. I fly Mint every now and then.
But that happens to me a lot.
By the way, when I flew to Anguilla last week.
You flew first class?
When I flew to St. Martin, I didn't even pay for my flight because of my JetBlue True Blue points.
Hey, now.
Yeah,
yes,
baby.
I like me a discount.
I like me a discount.
But that's the worst. You're the only person they ask.
Yeah, they ask me all the time. Hello, who's this?
It's James out of the Dade County, bro. How y'all doing, Breakfast Club?
What's up, bro? We're talking racially profiling. Has it happened to you? Tell us about it.
Man, listen. A while ago.
Man, listen.
Long time ago. Me and some of my friends were skipping school. Midday, middle of the week. Okay, I'm in the passenger seat. We in his car. Big old Ford Bronco. Okay, another white dude in the back. And the officer that pulled us over knew we were skipping because it looked like we should have been in school. And dude comes to the car, where y'all supposed to be? So he's supposed to be in school. I'm not going to say nothing because I'm smart. I know whenever I open my mouth, it's just going to ruin it for everybody. But when the dude started asking the question, he said, that's all right. You know, ain't no problem. I just dealt with a couple of N-words. I just put them under the jail. So I ain't got no problem dealing with y'all. So I'm like, dude, like, how did you go from catching us skipping to now we N-words are finna go to jail. You know what I mean? So that's just automatic down here in Dade County, man. They just do that. That's just how it is. And granted, that was a long time ago, but I got the answer to the question that y'all asked earlier.
Okay.
What's the question? What question?
Why is it that the other side, why is it that white America not so outraged as we are?
Exactly. Especially if they out here screaming, because somebody tweeted this to me and said, white people are killed more by police than black people are. But I mean, that's, you know, that's going to happen because there's more white people in America.
Right.
But
percentage-wise, I don't know about that.
But why aren't they
wise.
Just as outraged? Like, these are the people that we pay to protect and serve us. So why aren't they just as outraged as we are if that's the case, that they get killed just as much or more?
The problem is, right, as of ever since the Trayvon Martin thing, that's been the big deal. That's kind of like what started everything, what we can look at from a starting point. It's been black men killed by white police officers. All right.
Well, now, when they say, police officer, but I understand what you're saying.
Right. I understand. But it's when they say it's more white people killed by police officers, that, granted, that might be true, but it's white police officers. You trying to tell me that...
I don't know what you're talking about right now, sir.
If the same amount of white people are getting killed by black officers, they're going to remain as calm as they are now? That's what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, too, but it's because, you know, it's we make up 13% of the population.
All right, now what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is race prejudice is not only a shadow over black people, it's a shadow over all of us, and the shadow is darkest over those who feel it least and allow its evil effects to go on. Like, everybody got to stop profiling. Not all cops are bad, not all black people are criminals, not all white people are racist. But boy, it's hard to believe that when you see what's going on in America right now.
All right.
But we got to stop profiling.
Yee, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, we'll give you an update on what's going on the Wendy Williams Show. Roland Martin is going to appear. We'll give you the details about that. Also, find out what just got sold for $4 billion.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report. Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, the UFC has been sold for $4 billion. They're saying that entertainment and sports talent agency WME IMG are the new owners. So there you have it. If you guys watch the UFC, they said the deal has been agreed upon. It's going to take 6 weeks to
That's
2 months
dope.
For everything to be finalized. All right, D-Wade, his new deal with the Bulls, he gets $47 million. And now his former wife and mother of his kids is trying to ask for an amendment because she wants to get some more money.
That's so. Right. You got a new deal. We got a new deal.
A new deal.
We just got the way a new it goes. Deal.
So now she wants to reopen negotiations. She got roughly $5 million previously, and now she's saying everything's not over. She wants to throw out her settlement agreement and get a larger piece of his basketball earnings.
She's testing her value on the free agency market. I get it.
All right, Derek Jeter, congratulations to him. He got married. Derek Jeter and Hannah Davis are married. They got married over the weekend. He's 42. She is 26 years old. She's a Sports Illustrated model. And they dated for 4 years before they got married.
Is Derek Jeter's first marriage?
Yes.
Drop on the clues bombs for waiting until you're 42. You got, when you get it out your system, you just it's never too late, bro. You know what I'm saying? He finally got it all out of his system. He's ready now.
Now, Tyson Beckford talked to TMZ, and he talked about what do we need to do about these cops. He thinks the cops who grew up over the last 25 years aren't respecting the power of the trigger because they are numb from playing video games. Here's what he had to say.
What?
I just want to say to all the young black men out there, be respectful. If the cops ask you to do something, just do it. Don't argue. Don't fight with them. Be a gentleman. Don't give them a reason. And we might have to send a lot of these cops back to training because, you know, this is a generation of the computer games and video games. So I think a lot of cops, when they hold their gun, they're so trigger happy and wanting to use it instead of de-escalating the situation. And I think they need to learn more of that.
Why are people always telling black men to be respectful? Why don't the cops be respectful?
But what about even when you are respectful, things happen?
Yeah, I guess like we see people getting killed for little to no reason. So what are you talking about? Don't give them a reason. They don't need a reason.
All right. Shaka Khan and her sister are now in rehab. They are battling their addictions to prescription drugs. And according to Shaka Khan, the death of Prince is what made her decide that she should go and get some help. She's battling an addiction that's addicted to the same medication that led to Prince dying away. She said, unfortunately, I will miss concert appearances over the summer, but it's vital I put my health and well-being first. I know I'm disappointing some of my fans, but I know they want me to recover and be healthy. And we told you earlier about Wendy Williams getting into trouble about some comments she made about HBCUs and the NAACP. And we told you about Roland Martin responding on the Roland Martin Show. Well, he is now going to appear on the Wendy Show. He tweeted out, set your DVR. I will appear on the Wendy Williams Show on Thursday. We will take the show Wednesday in New York. You must tune in.
I don't understand why Wendy would set herself up like that to go against Roland Martin.
Maybe she needs to be educated on HBCUs and
okay, yeah. If or you're
maybe,
doing that,
or maybe she's going to apologize.
If you're doing
maybe
that,
she's going to apologize.
If you're going to apologize for your idiotic comments and let Roland school you, yes.
Well, you can't. She can't fight that. She can't fight that argument of what she said.
Yeah. Other than that, you know.
And all right. Shout to Hampton University.
Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
The real HU out there. All right. Now, when we come back, it's time to get to the People's Choice Mix and Positivity Mix. Let's just keep it at that. Positivity Mix, positive vibes, love, all that this morning.
A lot of Future, a lot of Young Thug. I'm with that, baby.
No, more like Fight the Power, more like Tupac Changes, more things like that.
That's cool, but you're going to have to play that Future sometime this week. So see how you do when you
today
set yourself
we
go, up.
Today we had it was a stressful week. It was a stressful morning. Just a little positivity. Shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, a little positivity in their life. If you want to hear something positive,
so I mean, you go. I know you about to play the new Jay-Z Spiritual.
Yeah, a little Common.
You know you are.
Talib Kweli. You know, positive. J. Cole.
Some Killer Mike.
Killer Mike. Just positive vibes.
All right. Back to the ratchetness tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.